Every obligation you keep is a standard you can no longer protect. Small commitments compound. They arrive quietly. Weekly meetings, volunteer shifts, recurring favors, and over months they eat the margin you need to hold what actually matters. Margin isn't indulgence, it's stewardship. When your calendar is full of obligations that don't align with your core roles, the things you should protect get negotiated away by default.
This morning, I want to give you something precise, a micro-audit I call the quiet cut. It's a 5-minute exercise to choose one recurring obligation to remove for 7 days. Not to escape responsibility, to protect it. Reclaim a piece of margin so a core standard survives pressure. Step 1. Identify the candidate. Use 3 selection rules. Rule 1. It repeats. If it happens only once this year, it's not a compound leak. Rule 2. It's low stakes. If the consequences are small or reversible, it's a safer test. Rule 3. It misaligns with your core roles. It takes time from something you've already decided matters.
So, a weekly committee you go to out of habit? Or a monthly neighborhood thing that you do because you used to? Those fit. I screwed that up once. I kept saying yes because I felt obligated, and the real work I was supposed to do got pushed aside.
Exactly. Now step 2, the risk test. Ask 3 quick questions before you cut. 1. Will someone be harmed by this absence? 2. Is the task legally or contractually required? 3. Can this be covered or postponed for 7 days without creating a cascade? If the answer to any is yes, don't pick it. Start with reversible, low-stakes cuts.
And if you're worried about how it looks, name it ahead. Say who will cover it or offer a transition. That removes the noise. That sounds great, and it keeps the relationship intact.
Step 3. The two-line decline. Say it simply and kindly. For a colleague, thanks for thinking of me. I need to pause this commitment for the next 7 days so I can protect standard. I can check back in a week. For family or friends, I appreciate you asking. I'm stepping back from this for 7 days to be more present where I've already committed. Let's revisit next week. Tone matters. Generous. Calm. Firm. No essays.
That two-line thing is gold. Short, honest, no drama. People accept clear boundaries more often than we expect. Also, offering a time to revisit reduces friction.
Step 4. Run a 7-day micro trial. Start tonight. Measure 3 things each evening. Energy, presence, and stress. Keep it binary. Was the evening better, worse, or the same? At the end of 7 days, decide. Did the reclaimed margin protect the standard I named? If yes, keep the change and formalize the boundary. If no, restore the obligation and try a different candidate.
Practical accountability, nightly check-in. Takes a minute. No big reports, just honest reading of whether you were sharper, calmer, or more reliable where it mattered.
Quick note on interpersonal risk. Frame the cut as stewardship, not avoidance. Say who will cover it. Offer a short transition and set the revisit date. That reduces perceived neglect and keeps your reputation steady. This is about protecting your ability to serve what you've chosen, not escaping duty.
Reflection. Ask yourself this now. What one core standard will the margin you create protect? Name it. Be specific.
More presence with my kids. Clearer focus at work. Sleep I'll actually keep.
I'll say it out loud. When I cleared one side task, I showed up calmer at home. It wasn't dramatic, but it mattered. Try it. See what one small cut protects.
Hold yourself to the standard, especially when no one's watching. Try the quiet cut this week. Pick one recurring, low-stakes obligation. Run the risk test. Use the two-line decline and run the 7-day trial. See what the margin defends.
If this matters to you, subscribe and come back tomorrow.